This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is Gerard Johnson, for those who may not know? Someone just thinks an A&M quarterback.
Former Aggie quarterback. He is that. But he is the...
He's a big dude, too.
He's obviously the quarterback coach for the Texans. Was a hot commodity this offseason in some circles, and the Texans had to give him a raise and Bobby Slowick a raise to keep him. So he's obviously very good at his job. But he's been with C.J. Stroud since his Elite 11 days. He was in the quarterback training world for a while and worked the Elite 11, so he's known. His relationship with C.J. Stroud is beyond anybody in the building. And so it's an interesting dynamic between those two already. But this is more about Gerard Johnson being the guy, the one guy in the building that has played the quarterback position, that's taken a snap, that's literally stood back there and got his head knocked off, not literally, I guess, but figuratively, like, and then came back and had to take another snap, and while linebacker's bearing down on him, step into the throw, finish the throw, make the throw with some authority, and not bail out of throws, and not have his mechanics off because of how much he's getting hit. He's the only guy that understands really how detrimental what CJ went through the first 9 weeks of the season really was. And he's the only guy that can understand and watch the position in a way that goes, if we're not careful, this is going to get away from us. We've got to stay on top of this. And being the quarterback coach, luckily, you know, and with a training background, not a scheme background, he's got to make sure that CJ Stroud gets back to playing the position comfortable, quiet, from the pocket, on time, and not seeing ghosts and with jittery feet and all that. Gerard Johnson is the most important person in that building right now. You can look at it from an offensive perspective too, Ron. Bobby Slowick, regardless what you think about it, last week's plan overall was significantly better than previous weeks. So that three-pronged problem with the Texans, right, that Bobby Slowick issue, took a step in the right direction. You're getting Nico Collins back. Mechie emerged. Tank was more of an impact on this game and has been more of an impact of late. So the wide receiver room is getting back. There's that prong, right? The O-line, they made the adjustments with Patterson and Juice Scruggs. Seems like that's getting better. The one part, really, that's the biggest, most impactful part is C.J. Stroud. And if C.J. Stroud can also start trending in the right direction as it pertains to standing in there and making the throws that he made last year and being as accurate and on time as he was last year, then this offense can get back into the conversation of being a real threat in the playoffs. And I just think that the one guy – that can handle that should be able to handle that is Gerard Johnson.
I mean, because they have got to get CJ right. Right? Like,
yeah,
they just have to get him right. And I know that's what we're, you know, of course, yes, they do. And I think we understand what could be potential causes of it, Clint. But the real of it is obviously CJ has taken steps back from last year. He does not look like the same guy from last year for multiple reasons. And it is now extended past, it's just that the protection isn't good. That I think that might have been the culprit, the potential culprit of it. But right now, it's not just the protection, if the protection was fixed, he'd be right. Like, he is missing throws. He is missing reads. He is there. There are things that he is missing now of late that has, that goes beyond actually the pass protection, because the pass protection was better, and we've seen misses.
Yeah.
You know, complete misses. So it's about getting him right, and I can see where you get to the point of the people directly working with him and coaching him being there to get him right.
And it's not a panic. It should not become a bigger issue than it already is. This is something to me that any good quarterback coach, any good offensive coordinator, any good head coach is very aware of. It's not abnormal for quarterbacks to go through this. It's not abnormal for quarterbacks to have to work, you know, again, dedicate 10 minutes a day over a week and really in your mind and your body and your habits, get them all in one place, and you're focused on dealing with chaos, staying dialed in, staying anchored down, and ripping your throws with conviction, right? I mean, you should spend time doing that every week anyway, but when it becomes an issue like this, it definitely needs to be more of an emphasis. And I just don't think that anybody, I mean, there's coaches of all kind that played the position, the ones that didn't play the position that understand it, but there's no substitute when you've got a quarterback coach that literally has done it and has had the hell beat out of him and understands literally from his nose to his toes how important it is to get that lonely work to make sure you don't keep backsliding. And this, to me, this is where Gerard Johnson earns his money right here. I mean, there's obviously some play calling in his future. Heller may be head coach in his future. But right now, with C.J. Stroud, to me, that's Monday.
This is Monday through Saturday work,
man. You get this done, get it taken care of, make sure he spends 10 minutes thinking about it and committing to it full body.
Clamp here.
That's right. And then as the protection gets better, you're going to start seeing a guy throw the ball with more conviction. And set you. What we're going to see as fans is we're going to see them feet settle in. We're going to see the accuracy that's elite like it has been. And look, the accuracy hadn't been terrible. There's just been a few misses that I think are caused. They're due to the pressure that he's been under, and you got to eliminate those.
As someone texted in here, CJ got happy feet back there, and that's the part for me is. Is that where does this come from? A place where this just hasn't started to become just like natural, like how he is back there. Like, I don't know that he's doing it on purpose. Like, he's not coached to do this, but it feels like it has become a natural thing as he gets back there and he is like feeling
well,
the pressure.
Right. He's
feeling
not,
the pressure. How does that change?
He's not. What we're seeing is actually his mind working. Right, so
with his feet moving like that.
Right, yeah. I mean, the game is moving really fast, and in his particular instance, the game is moving fast. It's not about processing coverages; it's about expecting pressure. It's about not trusting that your guys up front can protect, and so all of a sudden you get in a hurry, and you hold the ball for more than a second, you get in a hurry, and that receiver just can't get out of his route quick enough for you. You feel like, you know, seconds are just ticking by a lot faster than they typically do. And so, you know, you watch CJ like last year. I mean, his feet are he's got every one of his cleats are in the turf. You watch him now, boy, it's
conviction.
At times he's jumping around and instead of those micro movements that we heard him talking about early in the season, now it's he's moving 3 yards when he should just move 1 yard. I talked about that that Tank Dell, that late throw to his left after the PI call on Hutch on the Xavier Hutchinson go route. He comes back a couple plays later. He play actions and he's got Tank Dell open on the sideline, and he ends up late. Almost was an interception actually.
He's wide open, CJ.
And so, you know, that if you watch that play, he should have just came straight up. Boom, the dig route was covered. Reset your feet and get the ball out. And instead, he reset his feet, big shuffle, kind of slid again, and then got the ball out, and he didn't have to do all that, right? But he's been under so much pressure, he's not comfortable right now with those quote-unquote micro movements that he was talking about.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.